The Electric Company's public information program brings you your Better Living Radio Theater in its salute to the American home, its family, and its way of life in this bright American future. The tubes in your radio, the power behind this station which brings you this program, the nightlight at your child's bedside, the giant motors that drive the machines to mold our steel and power your production lines, the current that pops your family toaster, foods, aircraft, railroads, automobiles, and ships. Electricity always at hand, day or night, with its economy for lower costs to you, with rising efficiency through its own research, with its growth to match the nation's needs at all times. The electric industry strives day and night to bring you better living. This is your narrator, Wendell Niles. And now, your Better Living Radio Theater brings you George Washington's Gingerbread Man, the story of Christopher Ludwig, Washington's chief baker who captured Hessians with bread. This is the second in a series of broadcasts at this time to show you how Americans in a free nation have worked to bring you better living today. In fact, the highest standard of living in the world. Later, you will hear from today's guest, Mr. E.E. Kelly, president of the American Bakers Association. And now, the story of Christopher Ludwig, George Washington's gingerbread man, a drama which has certain dramatic modern parallels. Advanced 50 miles today, need fuel and food. Reverse that, need food and fuel. Signed, Patton. Long before Patton and Eisenhower and Ridgway, long before Lee and Grant, long before Napoleon said an army travels on its stomach, George Washington was to know what bread means to fighting men. He was to know that oftentimes it's not the number of men and guns that determine the outcome of a battle, but the condition of these men depend upon the food they eat. But now, come back in time almost 200 years to pre-revolutionary Philadelphia. In a fashionable store where men's clothing is sold, the proprietor, Mr. Adrian, slowly counts out money, watched by a humble man in sailor's clothing.
10, 15, 20, 25. There you are, Herr Ludwig. It's a hard bargain you've driven with me.
Thank you, Mr. Adrian. I thank you. You have dealt honestly with me.
Are you going to settle here on this side of the Atlantic?
Someday, but not now.
You desire to see more of the world?
I love America, but I must return to England for a while.
You married, Herr Ludwig?
I have been a sailor too long, Mr. Adrian. Pardon my little joke. I wish to do well in America. Since my arrival, I have looked about to learn what trade it would be best for me to follow here.
And you have chosen?
My first, which my father taught me, God rest his soul. I shall become a baker.
If you know it already, why are you going to London?
I can bake bread with my eyes blindfold, Mr. Adrian. But to build a fortune, I must learn to make fancy cakes and cookies. I am a man of no formal education. My greatest sadness in life, I can read but little. So I shall go back to London, learn to bake fancy goods, and then return. I shall come back. Do not fear.
When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Ah,
my good friend Ludwig. I've been waiting for you.
Your pardon, Mr. Franklin, your humble pardon. On my way, I had the opportunity to buy 100 weight of flour for our army. With General Washington in need, I could not miss the opportunity.
General Washington and the Congress have been highly impressed with your supplying of the troops in Pennsylvania.
I am but a poor baker of gingerbread, but at my age, it is better I bake bread than carry a musket.
Suppose, friend Ludwig, you had the power to judge a man guilty or innocent.
I, a judge? I, who can barely read and write?
May I read something to you? Attend. We, the members of the Continental Congress, hereby commission Christopher Ludwig, Superintendent of Bakers and Director of Baking in the Army of the United States.
Superintendent? Director? I do not understand, Mr. Franklin.
Friend Ludwig, as sure as my name is Benjamin Franklin, you are the only man we can trust to feed the Continental Army. The only man our young United States can trust not to cheat us. Hungry men cannot fight, no matter how deep the desire for liberty burns. Your father would be proud.
He would be very proud.
I, too, am proud of you. I was fortunate to be born in this land of liberty. But when I look at you and the others in our cause who were born in Europe, I begin to believe that America is not a matter of birthplace, but of the heart.
I have come to tell you this in confidence, Mr. Franklin, but I hope I am to be considered a loyal American.
I have heard of your bravery in battle, Colonel Adrian. What is your business?
You know Christopher Ludwig.
Ludwig is one of our greatest patriots.
I wish that were true.
Colonel Adrian, choose your words carefully.
On my honor, Mr. Franklin, I measure my words. I knew Ludwig when he first came to Philadelphia almost 30 years ago. I would rather believe treason of my own brother. A week ago, he came to our command to inspect our ovens. I welcomed him. We had been eating boot soles and powder pouches until he ordered the farmers to share their grain with us. 3 nights ago, I had come from an inspection of the guards. As I came near his tent, I heard him conversing inside. I did not mean to eavesdrop, but the guttural of a Hessian prisoner caught my ear.
Nein, it is good, but I cannot eat no more, Herr Ludwig.
You will not try my gingerbread, Sergeant?
I do not touch your English gingerbread.
The English and you Hessians are allies, is that not so?
May the English rot in the tracks. Take me back to brother Hessians.
First, take this gingerbread with you. Your fellow prisoners may wish to eat it.
Colonel Adrian, the Hessian prisoners have escaped.
What? Oh, stop babbling, man. What?
The Hessian prisoners have escaped, sir.
Are you certain?
They've escaped through the big iron door at the rear of the guardhouse. I found this on the inside of the lock.
Where did that key come from?
I do not know. I searched the guardhouse before I came to report. They've been eating something that appears to be gingerbread, sir. And you see, here on this key they use for their escape, it appears to be gingerbread.
I have been able to reach but the one conclusion, Mr. Franklin. Ludwig put that key in the gingerbread he gave to his Hessian visitor.
Have you talked with Ludwig himself, Colonel Adrian?
Not yet. I have known him for a longer time, but he is closer to you. I thought it best to discuss the matter with you.
You are the commander of the post?
I am.
Ludwig's commission and power comes from General Washington, but it is also dependent upon the commander of the post where he is. It is in your hands now, Colonel, and my advice is, face him with it.
Be careful. Ach, be careful or no Christmas bread for you. Scrape the pans well, but do not drop them. You want the fires to go through the metal? Roll the barrels to that side, Dummkopf. The cooks need the barrels on that side, not in the horse trough. Ah, Colonel Adrian, the greetings of an old friend. You have come back.
Yes, Ludwig, I have come back. I wish to talk with you in private.
In a moment. We have found flour for your soldiers' Christmas bread. Your soldiers will not eat shoes this Christmas.
You are generous with your bread.
Please, my friend, you are angry? Angry with old Ludwig who feeds your soldiers?
It is a matter we must discuss alone. Ludwig, who is that man?
Man? Which man? I have many men working.
That one rolling the barrel there. I've seen him before.
Oh, you have. Gustav Müller, come here.
Hey, Ludwig, you wish me?
This is your new commander, Gustav. My old friend, Colonel Adrian. You recognize him, my friend? You recognize the Hessian sergeant who was our prisoner last week? He has deserted and brought back many Hessians. His fellow prisoners escape with a little key I give them. They have all come back with 50 Hessians to join us. Ludwig cannot fight, but he can make bread and cakes and gingerbread that tells how rich America is. You are not pleased, my colonel?
Very pleased, Ludwig. In fact, I'm a very happy man. Except about what I shall have to say about myself to Benjamin Franklin.
As we go about our business and household tasks today, bread is plentiful and inexpensive for most of us. Especially if you live in a city or town, you give little thought to how it comes to you. You may never have visited the back rooms of the bakery you pass each day. In some specialty bakeries, bread is still mixed by hand. But in the usual bakery of average size, there are more than 160 electric motors, ranging from small ones of 1/6 horsepower to large ones of 50 horse. These motors run the mixers, the large conveyors that move the dough smoothly, evenly, quietly through the ovens, that helps bring you 40 million loaves of bread daily. Ludwig fought as valiantly for liberty as any soldier in the field. When Lord Cornwallis surrendered, Ludwig has one of his last meetings with a great man who has been his idol and commander-in-chief.
Old gentleman, I have one more request to make of you.
You will always be my commander, General Washington.
Poor Ludwig. We shall have to decorate you for your loss of your eye.
It was not a bullet, General. Merely a cake of flour falling on my head.
Flour for the soldiers, old gentleman. Flour to keep them alive for one more battle.
Ah, it was nothing. You have a request?
Lord Cornwallis' men are starving.
Ah, the poor men.
Yes, the poor men. We won with bread as well as with bullets, old gentleman. But now, can you summon your bakers to bake 6,000 pounds of bread for Lord Cornwallis' troops?
Have I ever failed you, my general?
Never, old gentleman, never. Let the bread be good, and let there be enough of it if I should want myself.
And now we present our guest for today, Mr. E.E. Kelly, president of the American Bakers Association.
The story of Christopher Ludwig, which you have just heard, is a story of patriotic service performed by a baker at the time of our nation's greatest need. In that day, baking was a very unimportant part of our national business, but that was a long time ago. Low-cost electrical power, available everywhere, has been an important factor in the growth of our industry and in the fact that, because her baker serves her daily, today's housewife spends less time in the kitchen, more time on other matters important to her family's daily life.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. You have been listening to Mr. E.E. Kelly, president of the American Bakers Association. Mr. Kelly was today's guest of the Better Living Radio Theater, which has brought you the drama George Washington's Gingerbread Man, the second in a series of broadcasts at this time, presented by this station and the Electric Company's Public Information Program. Be with us again at the same time next week when your Better Living Radio Theater will present another program in this series. Until then, this is Wendell Niles wishing you better living.